righteousness in others.
Love Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my special co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and we are back in studio today with Mission from the Heart Radio. And today we will continue with our teaching series, Righteousness, or should I say Righteous and Holy. Now, this is part three of our teaching series, and we are excited about the continuing of this blessing, that we will continue to grow and go in God's amazing grace. Yep, that's what I said, grow and go in grace. And if you were with us on last lesson broadcast, Mr. Copeland shared a acronym with us concerning the word grace, G-R-A-C-E. And he broke that down so wonderfully, and it was, this is the way it was. And I pray that you were with us on last broadcast, but for those of you who are listening today, I encourage you to go back on the website and listen to last week's lesson, part two lesson, and listen to what Minister Copeland and I introduced to you concerning this acronym for the word grace. And I'm just going to share that with us today again, because I just think it brings a lot of focus to what Jesus Christ did for us. So the word is spelled G-R-A-C-E. Yes, grace, meaning unearned favor of God. But the G so beautifully stands for God's. R stands for righteousness. Put the two together, God's righteousness. The A in the word grace, C, Christ, E, expense. We put all that together, the G, God's, R, righteousness, A, at, C, Christ, E, expense. So when we run the words together, God's righteousness at Christ's expense. So think about that, ponder on that, and allow it to get into your Noah, as Minister Copeland says. Let that reach deep inside your heart and mind, God's righteousness at Christ's expense. So if you did, write it down, great. If you didn't, I encourage you to write that down and really ponder on that and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what Christ did for us. So without any further delay, we're going to have, I'm going to have Minister Copeland take over the mic. We continue in this wonderful lesson, Righteous and Holy. And our launch pad scripture is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God in the studio, and we release the peace of God across the radio land. God bless you. Always releasing the blessings of God upon your life. I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, honor, delight, we're just super excited to be back in the studio together again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. Righteous and holy. Our God is a righteous God. And he is a holy God. And only a people that can fellowship with him, they must be righteous and they must be holy. And as you would learn from the teaching, that no one but one person was able to live a life righteous enough to please God. No one but one person was able to live out holiness, holy enough to please God. None of us could have done it. So that's why our loving, blessed Savior lived out this righteousness and lived out this holiness. He didn't do it for himself because he is God. He is righteous and holy. But he lived out a righteous life and a holy life for us. He done the work. And he gave us the credit for it. He gave us the benefits that come with his finished work. And the word benefit in the Bible means blessings. So Jesus walked out this righteous and holy life and gave us the blessing that comes with it. So as we go a little further in the teaching, I want you to be able to see that because of this righteousness and holiness that has been freely given to us, God's righteousness at Christ's expense, no matter what you do, it has nothing to do with what you do, but it has everything to do with what already been done by our Lord and our Savior. So no matter what happened in the natural, in your flesh, in your doing, even if you sin, repent. Even if you fall, get up. You know, there's a scripture that says a righteous man falls 7 times, then he gets up 7 times. And God, you know, when I was struggling in my Christian walk, I'm trying to dot every I and cross every T, and I was messing up all over the place. So I had to get up, amen. And I failed more than 7 times, glory to God. And God revealed to me. And he said, Minister Copeland, when you was walking with me, you was righteous. And when you begin to tumble, when you begin to fall, you were still righteous. And when you hit the ground, you was righteous. And when you start getting up, you was righteous. And when you begin to walk again, you was righteous and holy. It's a gift that has freely been given to us. You heard that word, grace, unmerited favor. We couldn't earn it, didn't earn it, would never be able to earn this righteousness and this holiness. All this is evidence, and it can hold up in court. Oh, yes, it could. Sufficient evidence on how much our God loves us. Amen. Let's dive into the teaching. Well, I would like to start out by reading our Launchpad scripture. And our Launchpad scripture comes out of the book of Ephesians, as was said, chapter number 4, starting with verse 20 and ending with verse 24. Let us read that.
Ephesians 4, verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. And that's take off that old man. Amen. I was meditating on this today, and I was thinking about my old man. I tell you what, my old man was a monster. Glory to God. And in my ignorance, doing my salvation, I was actually thinking that God could fix him, you know, like your car break down and get it fixed. You know, refrigerator may break down and you get it fixed. So, you know, my old man was a monster. In other words, it was broken down. And so I thought God, you know, God could do anything, amen, that he would fix that old man. I mean, glory to God. And the more I trusted God to fix that old man, the worse he got. And look at how the scripture describes the old man. Corrupt according to the deceitful lust. I tell you what, that's what they're talking about, Minister Copeland here, his old man. Amen. And so God showed me, I'm not going to fix him. Amen. I'm going to get rid of him. Amen. Because corrupt, that's who he is, and that's as long as he stay alive, as long as he stay around, as long as you keep him on, that's what he's going to do. He does what he do. He's a sinner. Amen. He lusts deceitfulness. And God said, I'm not going to fix him. I'm going to get rid of him. And you're going to help me by taking him off. I mean, putting off those things. Amen. And he just didn't leave me undressed. No. He gave me a new man. Now he said, now put this on in my spirit. And not just any old man. And not just any old life. But he gave me Jesus. He said, put Jesus on. Hide yourself in Jesus. Amen. So when I look at you, I don't see you no more. The old is gone and the new is here. Amen. Put on the new man. I like this power, this young, powerful Christian girl. She'll be on Christian TV. She carries the Holy Spirit very, very well, very well. Not that old, probably 25 to 35, somewhere in there. She say 5 words when she motivates people. And she's Asian, so she got a little accent. And I like the way she said, she said, put on the new nature. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what they're saying here. And put on the new man. Put on the new nature that comes out of the spirit. Amen. See, this righteousness comes out of our spirit. It's a gift that comes out of our spirit. Holiness comes out of our spirit. You know, because, and we have to read the word, amen, until there's a supernatural release. Now, there's a lot of Christians scared of that word, supernatural. But we only have two choices, people. Either we are supernatural or we are superficial. Those are the only two choices we got. Amen. And since God is a spirit and he created us in his image and his likeness, I'm going to take the supernatural. Now that the truth has come forth in my life, amen, I tried the superficial. I'm here to tell you the superficial, there's no power in it. It don't work. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we have a supernatural spirit. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. That's the Holy Spirit. And he too shall quicken you, make you alive in the spirit. Amen. No more carnality. Amen. No more living by our own thoughts, our own feelings. Amen. We grow up. I was a thought and feeling Christian for years. Very immature. Should have been eating meat. I was still drinking milk. Because I was operating my own thoughts. And that's one of Jesus' first criteria. If you want to be my disciple, amen, lean not to your own understanding. Don't go up there unless you're taking the word of God up there. But don't go between your ears and just have old natural carnal conversation. Amen. You're going to miss the righteousness. Because your head is going to convince you you're a sinner. And your feelings are going to convince you you can't do nothing right. Amen. Oh, a great man of God, he said, it comes the time in every Christian life when they wake up one day and they say, I'm just going to believe God. And what he was saying is, if it's not in the word, I ain't going to believe it. If it's in the word, whether I can feel it, whether I can think it, whether I can see it in my circumstances or situation, I'm still going to believe it. I'm going to stand on the word regardless of what's going on around me, or even regardless of what I'm doing. Amen. Righteous and holy. And we have to confess the word before we see the result. And many Christians are waiting to see the result before they start confessing. And that's backwards. That's like putting the horse behind the chariot, and expect the horse to pull the chariot from behind. No. In God's kingdom, we believe it before we see it. Amen. But we just don't believe anything. We believe the word, the mirror, the supernatural reflection of the word of God before we see it. And it's us believing it that manifests whatever we believe in God for into the natural realm. Righteous. And you are righteous. And you are truly holy. I am righteous. I'm truly holy. Well, I ran the red light today. You're still righteous. Well, I got mad and angry at my friend. You're still righteous and holy. Because that's who God has made you to be. And if you keep confessing it, you won't get mad at your friend anymore. You'll learn how to love on your friend in spite of them, just like God loves on us in spite of us. And you know that light was stale or green for a long time. You know you're approaching to get ready to change, so you'll slow down because you don't want to run that light. But that running that light and getting mad at your friend did not change your inner being. God has fixed you, righteous and truly holy, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Now, we're going to bring in some familiar scriptures, and I pray that if you do the work, if you meditate on them day and night, hide them in your heart, you would actually see a supernatural release on the inside of you. Amen. This life is a tangible life. This is not, we're just not just walking around confessing something that's not true. We're not just walking around saying, I got a new life, but that old miserable person still showing up all the time. No, this is a tangible life. And just like the old life was tangible with all this deceitful lust, amen, this new life is tangible with this holiness and righteousness. And that righteous and holiness can become tangible to us. We can see it with the eyes of our heart. Amen. Let's go to stay in the book of Ephesians. We want to bring this scripture in. Ephesians 2, very familiar, 8 and 9. But we want you to get them deep in your bone marrow and just let them flow out of your spirit, man. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
Amen. Grace, grace, grace. There's a lot of preachers in this day that is afraid. They're afraid to teach on grace. And that is just heresy, amen, because the scripture truly tells us by grace are we saved. That's the only way we get salvation, unmerited favor. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Grace. We got to bring grace in here. Amen. If we don't bring grace in here, then we're all going to be walking around trying to earn things from God. And none of us can do that. We are all in trouble that we had to earn our righteousness, our holiness, our salvation. We're all. And I said, this is how much God loves us. We're all being held if we had to earn it. Amen. That's how awesome the work is that Jesus Christ has already done for us. So it's by grace. Now, the first thing we receive from God is our salvation. Amen. That's the first thing we get. Because we was away from him. We were separated from him. We was dead in our trespasses and sin. The old man was operating. But when we got saved, the old man was put off, I would say put to death, and God placed that new man in our spirit man, the Christ man, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we receive salvation. We get saved. And that's the way we receive everything else from God. It's by grace. He already done it. And we read the word, meditate on the day and night until our eyes see it. Not in the materialistic, but we see it with the eyes of our heart. Once we see it with the eyes of our heart, we start rejoicing because we got it. And you look around, boom, there it is. It manifests right there in the natural realm. Another scripture. Very familiar. John chapter 4, verse 24.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen.
Amen. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Very simple scripture. And, you know, some people would say, I heard that a million times. Well, you know, Kellogg Corn Flakes had a commercial that said, eat them again for the first time. Well, you heard a million times. Hear it again. Amen. Hear it with the eyes of your heart. See, the people who heard this with the eyes of their heart their spirit man jumped. Amen. Because their spirit man know, I need this scripture to walk this walk. I need this scripture so I will not walk in carnality or flesh. And the mind is renewed, amen, knowing that God is a spirit. I'm created in his image and his likeness. So that means I'm a spirit. They have a soul. Let's say I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a physical body. And our spirit man is righteous and truly holy. No matter what we think in our soulless mind, our feeling, our soulless emotions, amen, we're still righteous and holy. And the more we confess that, those O'Connell thoughts, they're going to start disappearing and agreeing with what's going on in the spirit. Those O'Connell emotions, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, they're going to start lining up. Our actions in the physical, amen, is going to start lining up to that God has created us to be and that God see us to be through his God eyes, amen. And when we look at the word, we're looking through God eyes, amen. We're seeing ourselves the way God sees us. And the more we do that, we're going to start walking the way God wants us to walk. And we're going to start talking the way God wants us to talk. And mind you, it's an ongoing process. We got to keep meditating on this word until Jesus comes. And then when Jesus comes, we'll be complete. And see, I love teaching about the spirit, amen, because God showed me, and I experienced this as a Christian. I had an identity crisis. I was moved, or should I say controlled, by what I was doing instead of being moved by what Jesus has already done for me. So I couldn't identify myself as, well, I was a Christian, but I thought I was a bad Christian. Because I kept looking at my doings instead of what was done. Amen. And I got a revelation from God. Somebody prayed for me. Amen. Because they saw that I was down because of my doing. And since I was focusing on my doing, the devil was there with me and he was convincing me that I'm a nobody, I'm not worthy, God can't love me, and, you know, singing that old song. But the person prayed for me, and they didn't pray, you know, one of those spectacular prayers, you know, I thought it was going to, you know, pray a prayer to make the bombs go off and stuff like that, but they didn't. And the only thing that person prayed was, and they knew my failures. Because I asked them, you know, would you pray for me? I keep failing in this area and this area and that area and that area and that area and that area. Amen. They said, okay, I pray for you. And they just grabbed my hand and said, God, give Harold a greater revelation on how much you love him. And that was the prayer. And I caught it, though. I caught it. Instead of focusing on me, I began to pray that prayer over my life. God, continue to give me a greater revelation on how much you love me. In spite of me. And the love of God began to flow into my heart. And he showed me how to let it flow through and through. Let me love on your mind and let me love on your soul. And let me love on your thoughts. Think on me and let me love on your thoughts and your emotions, your imagination. Let me cleanse your imagination. Let me wash it. I love you. And there's nothing you can do to stop me from loving you. Amen. I don't have love for you, Harold. I am love for you, the very essence of my being. Amen. And when I got away from that religious teaching that God was a big bad judge sitting behind his desk with his gavel in his hands, and every time I mess up, he would pop me upside the head with his gavel. Amen. Once I got away from that God, amen. Hallelujah. I turned my heart to the God who so loved the world that he gave the best, his only begotten son. And then I found out what my name was, Whosoever. Amen. No, that was me. Whosoever. Where's whosoever? That's me. Whosoever. Believe in him. You know, believing in him is really believing in what he has already done. Amen. What he has already done for me, for you. Believe in him. You ain't going to perish. Amen. You're not going to perish. Why? Because of your righteous spirit and your Holy Spirit that was earned by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and given to each and one of us who believe as a gift. See, this great spirit, the spirit is completely changed. Amen. The spirit is ready to go to heaven. Amen. But God ain't going to let us off the hook that quick. Why? He got a work for us to do. Amen. And there's a lot of people still walking in darkness. And God don't want nobody to perish. He's too loving. He's a loving God. And every man and woman and boy and girl must hear of this good news about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So our spirit man is complete. But God wants us to operate out of that great spirit while we're down here on earth. Amen. And do the works that Jesus has left for us to do here in the earth realm. And Jesus even said that the works that I have done, ye shall do in greater works than these, because I went to the Father. And you may ask, well, why did he go to the Father? Why did he stay with us? Because when he left, he sent somebody else. He called them the Comforter. Amen. And when you break that word Comforter down, it's like, another one just like me. Glory to God. And the key, Jesus walked outside of the disciples, but in the person of Holy Spirit, amen, he come live on the inside of us. Oh, yes, he does. Amen. That same Jesus that walked with Peter and James and John. Amen. The same Jesus lives on the inside of you. And well, maybe there's someone that's saying, but Minister Smith and Minister Harold, I don't have Jesus. I still got the old man, and I need help taking him off so I can receive the gift of the new man. And I can put him on with the help of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit and teaching from Mission from the Heart Radio and other good Bible teachings, churches, and programs. And the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. He has no time. He just show up when he wants to. He just manifests that salvation spirit whenever he wants to. And he's ready to, that somebody who say, I don't have this Jesus, he's ready to take your heart to the cross. Amen. And when Holy Spirit show up, I tell you what, I know what to do. Amen. I get out of the way. I stop dropping praise because we have an anointed host that God has anointed for with that salvation spirit Amen. And she loves taking her people to the cross. So I'm going to turn the mic over to her and allow her to take us to the cross. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our time that we become spiritually excited, Brother Harold and myself, because we know that the God we serve loves you so much. He loves you so much, just as Minister Copeland shared his testimony about how much he loved him. God loves us so much that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ, his one and only son, that whosoever, and Minister Copeland said he was that whosoever, and we say I am that whosoever as well. Minister Carnita says who I am whosoever. And this is what you would say also. You are that whosoever will. And Jesus died for you, for me, for us, for the whole world. But that whosoever will, let him do so. So this is our time in the broadcast where we stop, drop, and pray together. As a body of Christ, we pray together for you, that you may come to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sin. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that all you have to do is sincerely ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Where is he right now? What has he given you? He has given you an opportunity for today. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to have an opportunity to say yes to Jesus Christ. Yes to him. So let's take this opportunity to get right with God. Now, what that means is accepting his gift of salvation. So we pray together. You repeat the words, but it's your heart that God knows. He knows your heart. So we encourage you not to come to the feet of Jesus half-hearted. Don't come to the feet of Jesus faking it until you make it. Do not do that. Because, again, God knows your heart. So it is for your gift of righteousness to come to the gift giver and bow at his feet, that we pray with you for you to receive the beautiful gift of salvation that he has for you. So my brother and sister, if you would bow your head, bow your knee, or if you can, lay flat on your stomach, whatever position you can get in at this time, that we would pray with you. So now I encourage my brothers and sisters who are also listening to this broadcast today, that you would pray with us and undergird those who are praying intimately, that they would receive the gift of eternal life through salvation. So if you would touch and agree with us, Minister Harold Copeland and I, that we would all pray with them. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I come giving you all glory and honor with bowed head and lifted hands, surrendering my life to you. You said Jesus died on the cross and I would be saved by his redeeming blood. Lord God, I believe by faith that Jesus died for me. I know I don't deserve anything. I know that I deserve death. But because of your love, God, and how your love carried me through and through some very dark places in my life, Lord, I know I said some things, I thought some things, and I've acted in a contrary, unloving way. But your love carried me through and through, and I thank you. Lord, here I am, trusting and believing and surrendering it all to you. For you are my grace, you are my love, and you are my salvation. I pray in Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are so excited, my brother and sister, as you rise up. Wow, it is an amazing feeling to know that you know that you have surrendered your life to God, that now the Holy Spirit that we talked about in the lesson, Minister Copeland and I, is living inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That he comes into your heart and he sits on the throne of your heart, that he would regulate your life, that he would remind you of who you are in Christ, that he would teach you and grow you and show you, and he will also discipline you in a loving way that he does, guide you, feed you. This is the gift that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ, that God came into us to live and to grow us, that he would work through us for his benefit and the mission of his great work, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And now we encourage you to, as we always do on Mission from the Heart, seek out a small group Bible study within a church in your community, a church that teach doctrinal truths, and that you would grow and be baptized by submersion of water, so that when you rise, hallelujah, you are letting the world know that I am a child of God. I do follow Christ. I am a Bible-believing Christian. And that you would also a little small discipleship class maybe in the church that you seek out, so that you can continue to grow and know what the Word of God is leading you and shaping you and molding you to do according to God's purpose in your life. Now keep in mind, just because you've accepted Jesus Christ doesn't mean you're going to be on easy food. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you are Holy Ghost filled, that you are going to be shaped and molded into his righteousness, and it means that you have been set apart from the world to shine a light in a dark world. God uses you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, I'm going to let Minister Copeland give his congratulations for what you have done and who you have accepted in your life, and that is Jesus Christ. Minister Copeland.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujahs are in the atmosphere. Hallelujahs are in the heavenly realm. The heavenly host is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. Minister Smith is rejoicing, and I am rejoicing with you. Congratulations, the greatest decision you would ever have to make in your life. And now your life has just begun. And I hear somebody say, well, I don't feel different. You no longer live and walk according to feelings. I don't look different. It don't matter how you look. Amen. It was, now we stand on nothing but God's word. It's what God's word say about you. And God said, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, our Jesus, your Jesus now, you're saved. You have been given a righteousness. I don't feel righteous. But the word of God has given you righteousness and given you holiness. It's what God has done. It has nothing to do with what we have done. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. It's receiving time. The blessings, the benefits, positioning ourselves. Our mind has to be renewed now. And that's why the Bible Believing Church, we highly recommend get in a small group where there'll be some accountability. Listen to Mission from the Heart. And we promise you, if you do this for a year, amen, you'll never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Your surroundings will never be the same. Your family will never be the same. For a year, amen. Just like you go to work, amen. You go to work when you don't feel like it. I know you do, because I do too. Amen. So make this commitment to God. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go to a small group. I'm going to listen to Mission for the Heart for a year. Just like I go to work, even when I don't feel like it. Amen. And you'll find yourself as a tool in God's hand. And God would use you to do work for his kingdom. He will use you, your life, to snatch people out of hell and to bring people into the kingdom of our Lord and our God. Like one great preacher would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. So your spirit is completely changed. And you say, but I don't feel it. Well, let's go into the word. It's what the word say now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. So when you don't feel new, amen, trust me, it's not a feeling. It's by faith. Faith in the word of God. Just go to the word of God. Make up your mind. I'm just going to believe God. Any man be in Christ? You in Christ? That's you. Male, female, mankind. A new creature. That's the new. Putting on the new. Old things taken off or passed away. All things. That's in the spirit. In our spirit. In your spirit. I don't have more in my spirit than you have in your spirit. Amen. It's a complete work. My salvation is just as complete as yours. All things in the spirit. In that spirit realm on the inside of us. It's new. And what we have to do is get our carnal minds to believe it. And that's by renewing the mind. with the truth, with the truth of the Word of God. Now, the mind, our carnal mind, was programmed. It's like a computer. It was programmed by the old man that just died. Amen. Amen. The old man is dead, but guess what? That old program is still in your carnal mind. And that's why it's very important that you do not lean to your own understanding, because you're going to be leaning to the old. Amen. He said, all your way acknowledge me, him, God. Acknowledge God. He will direct your path through the word of God. Let's go to 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4. And I tell you, I was going to give you familiar scriptures that you meditate on and marinate, saturate, get them in your spirit, like water, running water in your spirit. Become one with it. Amen. And it'll begin to flow out of you and begin to wash your mind with the truth and rewrite that old program that the old man left. 1 John 4:17.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. See, right now, those of you that receive Jesus, right now, you are just like Jesus. Amen. Just like him. And that's in the spirit. I don't have no more Jesus than you do. Minister Smith do not have no more Jesus do you do. We all have the same Jesus. And the minute you got saved, he came in you in the person of Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus was telling his disciples that it is expedient that I go away. And expedient means beneficial to you. He said it is expedient to you, I mean beneficial to you, that I go. Amen. Because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. Hallelujah. And see, Jesus walked on the outside, but the Comforter comes on the inside. And when he comes in the person of Jesus by the Spirit. So in other words, Jesus was saying, it's not good for me to be outside you. Amen. That's not good enough. Amen. I got to come and live in you. And that's what happened to those that received today and those that already received it. Jesus is living on the inside of us. And that's how we approach God, because that life is a righteous life. The life of Christ in us is a righteous life in us. It's a holy life dwelling in our innermost being. And that's the only way we can approach God. Amen. We can't approach God from our soulish realm. And we can't approach God from our physical realm. We have to come to God through the righteousness. Somebody say righteousness. And true holiness, somebody say true holiness, of who we are in the spirit, hallelujah. And that's what that righteousness and true holiness is, in the spirit, amen. It's not soulish, not you're doing or my doing. And we're going to mess up, amen. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're going to mess up. But the key is, when we mess up, immediately repent. Amen. You know, repent is a military term. It means about face. Amen. So if we messing up, that means we're walking away from God. Amen. And the minute we acknowledge that, repent. Do an about face. And turn to God, and you will see his arms wide out waiting for you. And you know what you'll bump into? You'll bump into grace, more grace. See, God got more grace than I miss. He does. Amen. Amen. And the more we realize how gracious he is and how loving he is, the more we'll realize, amen, that we want to do his will. Amen. Not that I don't want I got to do this so I don't go to hell. No. Amen. We want to because he loves us. And we want to love him just as much as he loves us. So when we mess up, amen, just repent. Turn back to grace because grace waiting on you. Grace waiting on you. Praise God. And just remember, you know, it's not holding our sins against us because all sins have been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's just the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Sins of today and tomorrow and next week and next year and the year after that, you know, all the way until Jesus comes back, sins have already been paid for. But there's a real devil. And when we sin, we open ourselves up for him to do what he want to do. Amen. We make ourselves vulnerable to it. It's not a good thing. God is not holding the sins against us, but there's a devil waiting for us to open that door so he can come in. Amen. And he gave us his resume in John 10:10-8. His resume said, I come to kill, I come to steal, and I come to destroy. So every time we open the door through our sin, that's what is going to happen. That's what the devil is going to do to us. But even in that, grace don't allow him to do what he want to do. Grace, amen, brings us back under his covering. Amen. And even before we repent and turn back to God, the devil got his hands on us, but grace don't let him do what he want to do to us. Because God said, that's my vessel. I got work for that vessel to do. And that vessel is the only one that can do it. And I knew even before the creation of time that I was going to use that vessel to make this work happen. I got people prepared to hear what that vessel got to say. Grace is awesome. Amen. And we thank God for his grace. Now, we're not worthy to come into God's presence based on our own righteousness and our own holiness and our own thoughts or in our own actions, no matter how smart we think we are. And trust me, I tried it. Don't even try that. Amen. That's that superficial life. Don't try it. Amen. Just receive what God has already done for us. Amen. Because at our best, we still fall short of doing everything we should. Amen. Even, you know, when we've been seeking God with all of our hearts, and we still have negative and impure thoughts in our mind, no matter how we try, amen, we'll never measure up to God's perfection through our own efforts in the physical, that's the body, emotional, and mental realm. And the body and soul will never be able to please God. Amen. That's why God has given us this righteousness and this true holiness. Amen. And the more we rest in that, amen, we'll see how beautiful this walk is. It's a powerful, amen, powerful walk with this God. Amen. And you'll see that you got power. Amen. You got power to pray for the sick and they recover. Let's go to Mark 16:15. Yes, Mark 16:15.
Mark 16:15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Amen.
Keep reading.
"And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those are the promises. Amen. And see, most people are waiting for the pastors or the apostles or these big name people to do this. But no, Jesus said the only requirement is to believe. Amen. He said, if you believe, and this is New Testament too, people. That's out of the book of Mark. This is New Testament. That's us. This is New Testament believers. Amen. Who has this Holy Spirit because we belong to God. Romans tells us, any man have not the Spirit of God is none of his. So we belong to the Lord. So in the process of elimination, we have the Spirit of God. And through the Spirit of God, the power of God, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we can cast out devils. Amen. This New Testament, we can speak in new tongues. This New Testament. Amen. We can take up serpents. And that's just symbolic of any demonic operation of the devil. We can come against it in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, if we drank any deadly thing, it would not harm. We just ain't going to go around tempting God and drinking deadly stuff. Amen. No. But if so happen, if we, you know, something deadly get in us, amen. Glory to God. The power of God will keep us. And let me just tell you a quick testimony. Yes, I got time. Quick testimony. There was this guy. He wasn't a Christian. He was from another, I would say denomination, another religion. His family was from another religion. And that religion that they was in, if you left that religion, you're going to die. Amen. And you probably know what religion I'm talking about. But the little boy, amen, he went to a church service, amen, a Christian church service, and he got saved. He received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Amen. And this is a true story. And glory to God, you know, and he wrestled with telling his parents because, you know, they would disconnect you from the family and possibly kill you if you left this religion. And so, you know, after a couple of days, he finally told his mom and dad. He said, I got saved. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. And they weren't too happy. They wasn't. They didn't say much. Amen. So the boy started going to church, like we ask you all to do. He started going to church, and every evening he'll go to church, and he'll come back home, and the daddy was in the kitchen cooking. Amen. The daddy finished cooking, and the boy would eat, and the boy would go upstairs and go to sleep and call it a day. But the next day he would do the same thing. Go to his church service, get around his Christian friends and talk and study the word. He'd come home, amen, from church, and the daddy is in there cooking. And the daddy finished cooking, and the boy would eat, and he would go upstairs and go to bed. A third day, he did it again. Went to church, friends, fellowship, Jesus, glory to God, come home, and his daddy was cooking, and his daddy finished cooking, and he ate, and he went upstairs, and glory to God. Now, that fourth morning, before he left the house, his daddy stopped him. And his father said, tell me about your Jesus. He said, I want to know your Jesus. Because he said, for the last 3 days, I've been poisoning your food. You should be dead and you're still alive. If you drank any deadly thing, it will not harm you. And then the last part of that scripture said, and they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall, not maybe, recover. That's through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to bring one more scripture in here before I close. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 30.
First Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen.
Amen. So, my brothers and my sisters, I wish I can say, if the devil comes and try to convince you that nothing didn't happen, but I can't. I have to say when the devil comes. And that's why we ask that you surround yourself with accountability, church, a small group, so you can't hide. So we can't hide. Let me bring myself in here. So we can't hide. People get to know us. People get to love on us. Begin to share the love of God with us, and we can share our struggles with them. Keep listening to Mission from the Heart. Give God a year. Just like you go to work. You know on them days you get up, you don't want to go. You get up, it rains. I don't want to go to work. Amen, but you go anyway. Do God like that for a year. And when the devil comes, read this scripture to him. Say, devil, I am of God. I am in Christ Jesus. The devil knows the word. And say, God has made Jesus to be my wisdom. Jesus is my wisdom. And God has made Jesus to be my righteousness. When he point at something you mess up, point to this scripture and point to your righteousness. Say, Jesus is my righteousness. I don't live by self-righteousness. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus is my sanctification. Jesus is my redemption. Yeah, you got it. Jesus is our everything. Amen. On the count of three, I want everybody to repeat after me and say, we'll sit together. Say, Jesus is my everything. One, two, three. Jesus is my everything. Amen. And everything is my Jesus. Amen. And Jesus has literally became our righteousness and our holy. You are righteous and you are holy, and there is nothing the devil can do about it. Let me release the blessings upon you. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts through Jesus Christ. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I love you. God bless you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Such a good lesson. Such good, rich nuggets for us to cleave to and hold on to and just get them inside, that we would continue to blossom like a beautiful flower. So we always say this on Mission from the Heart: the grass withers and the flowers fade away, but the word of God, as we know, Minister Harold shared with us today, will always, my brothers and sisters, always remain forever and ever. So God bless you as you go through your week, and never forget the promises of God. God bless you.